Welcome to Running on Indy. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
This is episode 18, and today we have a special guest, Chris Robertson, who is an American record holder in the beer mile and a world champion. So we're going to be talking all about the unique event that is the beer mile.
This episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes with all the new Spire 3. It's a high-mileage trainer powered by QuickFoam. Check out the new 361 Spire and find out why everyone is switching to QuickFoam. It's available at your local runner's form, or if you don't have a runner's form in your area, just go to your local retailer run specialty store and ask them about the new Spire 3.
And if they don't have it, and they don't carry 361, shame them.
That's right.
And tell them to start carrying 361. So let's get into the interview with Chris here. Chris, I think we need to set things up because I'm not sure everybody actually knows what a beer mile is. Can you just kind of explain a little bit about what a beer mile is and some of the rules?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me.
Yes.
Pleasure. So the beer mile is running a mile, but there is also consuming four beers during the race. So it's starting with a beer chug and then running a lap and then doing that four times total. And you cannot run while drinking. So you have to physically stop, drink the beer, and then run.
Oh, man. Is there any like regulations on whether or not you, what kind of beer you use, or if it's a can or a bottle?
Yeah, so you can use a can or bottle. It has to be 12 ounces and has to be above 5%. And also the container cannot be tampered with in any way. So there's no shotgunning or anything like that.
Okay.
Now, as far as someone kind of BS in their way and getting your record, like what prevents somebody from just going into their local backyard track and saying, oh, I'm going to manipulate the camera and manipulate the film to break your record? And how does that work?
There's a website, beermile.com, that's kind of the holder of the records. And so in order to get an official record or an official result on that site, you have to submit a video, and there's a review process where there's some people that review it. I don't know who they all are, but they review it and make sure that nothing looks sketchy or unfair in any way. And then also part of the process too is proving by pouring out whatever remainder is in your beers at the end, pouring that into a measuring cup to show that you had less than 4 ounces total left at the end. So you can have up to an ounce of foam left in each bottle. So all of that is done via video evidence and reviewed by a few people. So Okay. Pretty hard to scam, I think.
And just for the audience so they know, what is your record?
It's 4:46.
Holy crap. That's incredible.
There's people that can't even come close to that without
chugging beer. And so just so everybody knows, the beer chugging is included in the time, right?
Yes, it is.
Holy crap.
So my question for you, Chris, first and foremost, I watched the video. I got an idea what you're doing, but I couldn't. So take me through that. Tell me, I want to know how fast you were running each lap and then how fast you were getting that beer down to equal that time.
Yeah, so typically I think about the fastest the beer will come out of a bottle is maybe like 5 or 6 seconds per beer. And so when you're out of breath, it's a little slower than that. So I'd say maybe like 7-8 seconds per beer on average. So subtract 30 seconds off the time, and that's about how fast running for the mile, give or take. So maybe 14s-ish for the mile, and then 30 or so seconds for the four beers.
Whew, that's incredible. I will tell you that I have attempted the beer mile twice in my life, and my times were a good 5 minutes slower than yours. Oh, man. I like, and I may have vomited. So what happens if you vomit?
if you vomit, it's a penalty lap. So you have to run a fifth lap attached to your fourth. So it's totally, well, it's allowed. If you're trying to win a competitive race, it's definitely kills your chances of winning. But so you can vomit, and then you just have to run that extra lap at the end.
Well, I definitely didn't run the extra lap, so maybe my time is actually a lot slower. Oh man, I was just under 10 minutes both times.
Like I think I could give myself break in 7 minutes. Like
realistically. Yeah, I don't think you can. It's harder than what you think. Like for me, like when I did it, the third lap, I started feeling the carbonation. I couldn't swallow the beer. I was getting, I think it was a combination of being out of breath and then trying to chug a beer. I couldn't get it down. Do you have any issues like that? Or you're probably just solid. You got it at this point.
Well, at this point, yeah, definitely getting used to it, but it's really tough. I was not great the first time I did it. I don't know many people who were, and definitely when we used to do this on my college club team all the time. Well, not all the time, a couple times a year, we would do a beer mile, and definitely way more people well above 10 minutes than below 10 minutes. So that's, yeah, definitely normal your time. I'm not shocked at all. It's not easy. It's something you got to get used to and do a few times and kind of just get comfortable with that feeling that you could puke at any second and just kind of manage that.
How did you practice for that?
So in college, I did it a couple times a year with my Iowa State running club team. It was just kind of a fun end of season bragging rights kind of event. And I think that's how it is across a lot of college teams.
Yeah. That's
and
did.
Then, yeah, exactly. And just kind of did that through, I don't know, after maybe 5 or 6 beer miles, realized I was okay at it. Was around, I think at that point, maybe my best was like low 6 minutes. And then I kind of practiced chugging more with water. So if you just leave an empty beer bottle next to your sink and just fill it with water and just practice chugging just to get the technique down. I did that a little bit and ran 5:20 end of college. And luckily that year, that was fast enough to get me invited to the Flow Track Beer Mile World Championships. And that's kind of where it all started. I got introduced to the competitive world of it and slowly got better from there. Just not because I got faster, really. I really haven't improved that much in the mile. It's more about the just getting comfortable, chugging it all in one gulp, being able to manage it. When you're out of breath, being able to still manage it and get it down in 7 seconds and realize that you just got to hold your breath and just suck it up and you'll get some air eventually.
See, I pictured you Rocky IV style going to Russia and going up mountains and push-ups and
yeah, in the barn.
In the barn. Yeah, training for this thing.
Yeah, oh yeah. Chugging a beer up a mountain at altitude.
I wish it were that cool.
So, me and Jesse are actually in honor of you drinking Blue Moon.
That is what you used, right?
And that is what you used.
Want to confirm that. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I used. I started out with Budweiser and Bud Light Platinum because the issue with bottles is it's hard to find a 5% plus beer that's a twist off because you don't want to have to carry a bottle opener with you. So I started with Budweiser and Bud Light Platinum, but those are so carbonated that there were a couple times where I would end and even if I thought I drank it all and started running, at the end, my foam would add up to be over the allowed amount just because it would all settle and there would be a lot of liquid left. So I tried Blue Moon because there's a little less carbonation and also I just love the taste. So that's my go-to now and I'm sticking with it. It's worked a couple times. Not going to change what works.
Yeah, I just took like a quick like 2-3 second chug and I get where you're coming from. The carbonation's not that bad on it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you factor in the orange?
The orange, yeah. I'm sure you put an orange in each one.
It's not Blue Moon until you use the orange, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, and for all the listeners out there, Chris has a really, really cool website, too, that looks like he created. And it's got his beer mile American record up there. And it's also got other stuff about him. He does other things as well. We can kind of get into a little later. But it's Chris Robertson, so it's my name, but with the T last name. And .com. You just go in there, Google Chris Robertson, and then you can put running, and it comes up right on up in Google. But definitely check it out. He's got his video up there. Even has the World Championship Classic video up there. I thought was pretty cool. So it's just a cool little website he's got going on.
Where does your PR put you in comparison to the world record?
So the guy that's the world record holder is an absolute stud. Not even close. I think it's at 4:33 now.
Holy crap.
So he's a pro runner for Canada, and he's a 356 miler. And so he's a full-time professional athlete for Adidas and kind of does the beer mile thing. And just, he's one of those guys that he has the chugging ability, but he's just so fast. I mean, he can do the beer mile with all 60-second laps or under on the running. So,
oh my goodness.
So I'm not expecting to touch that. I'm happy with number two and number one in America. That's I'm not expecting to be a sub-4 miler in this lifetime.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris, you've beaten a lot of Olympians, though. You know,
Simmons.
Yeah, prime example. Mm-hmm. Simmons tried and failed. So, and I think the Beer Mile Flow Championship had a bunch of studs out there too that you took down. So, I mean, hats off to you. I mean,
when I was in college, no one had ever broken 5. I can't believe it's down to 4:30 something now. That's insane.
Yeah. When I originally started it, that was the first guy to break 5 minutes was like a massive deal. And now there's, I don't even know how many, 15 people under 5, maybe somewhere in that range. So I think it's part of just growing with the popularity of the sport. So a lot more people have tried it now. And I think if more pro runners tried it, there would probably be a lot more that could run really well. It's just a matter of whether they kind of have that natural ability with the stomach or not.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's a big factor.
talk about the World Classic title. Talk about that a little bit and how you won that.
Yeah. So full disclosure, the world record holder, Corey Belmore, wasn't there.
That's okay.
The main competition there going in was a guy named Dale Clutterbuck from England. And he actually he rabbited Mo Farah's 2 mile indoor world record. So he's super legit. He's a 3:37 1500 guy.
Wow.
So he was the one to beat for sure. And I knew going in that I could probably out chug him. It was going to be a matter of keeping in reach on the running portions, because he was obviously faster. So I don't know, kind of just running my own race. He got out really fast. I think he went out in like a 59 first lap after the first chug. Just went out really hard, and he ended up having stomach issues because of it. Probably because he just kind of went to the well early, and that. It's as much making your stomach, keeping your stomach calm by running a little slower than you think you should, so that you're not just hyperventilating and causing your stomach to just, you know, to vomit and upchuck. So that's how I ended up get passing him. He struggled with the third beer a little bit, and then he was kind of right on my tail going into the fourth beer, but then he couldn't keep it down. So that's how I ended up winning that one.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Like, I think when I did it the couple times, my first lap would be like low 60s. And mm-hmm. then, like I just told you, that I almost ran close to 10 minutes. So, my strategy sucked. I know you said there's a penalty lap for vomiting, but what if it's like a really cool projectile vomit? Like, is there a penalty for that? I don't know.
There's an award for that. That's just cool. That gives you some fame right there.
Yeah, it's like, is there an award for like longest distance on the vomit?
There are always great pictures after these events. There are always at least a couple photographers that come and capture it, whether it's news outlets or just people doing their thing. And yeah, there's so many epic shots at the end of every single one of these of just people vomiting multiple feet in front of them. It's great.
Oh man.
So there's also a team championship, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Didn't you guys win that as well?
We did. This was first time that we beat Canada. Yeah, it's cross-country style scoring for the Beer Mile World Classic. And yeah, this was the first time that the U.S. beat Canada. I think they had won the previous however many years, 2 or 3 years that the event has been going.
Do the Canadians chug Labatt?
No, I have not seen them chug that. They all chug, it's a New Amsterdam Blonde. I've looked for it in the U.S. and I haven't been able to find it. So I don't know if you...
Performance enhancer.
Yeah, seriously. It's fake beer.
Now, if the Russians come up next time and take y'all out, I would definitely look into that performance enhancer.
Yeah, they got some beers that don't quite count.
They should totally make this an Olympic sport, man. I'd be so awesome.
I would watch.
I would too.
Yeah.
Well, the flow track event was really well done. They're not going to have it, or they didn't have it this past winter for the first time. I thought that they did really well at that one because it was kind of in conjunction with a craft beer festival. So you get a lot of audience members there that are enjoying themselves, having food, having beer and watching, and maybe some side gambling going on as well, betting on people. So I think it could be a lot of fun to be a good spectator sport, just kind of integrated into a party, you know?
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
So Chris, if me and Jesse put together a beer mile event here in Indianapolis, would you come and be a part of that?
Oh yeah, I'm in. You guys aren't far away at all.
Yeah,
definitely.
You live in Chicago, right?
Yeah, just a few hour drive.
Yeah, we're kicking it around. We'll see if we can do it.
We want to break your American record here. That'd be nice.
Heck yeah.
Oh, I'd love to.
I might even make a return to the beer mile after a 12-year plus hiatus.
I think I can beat you, man.
I think if you're 10 minutes, I can beat you. You know what? All bets are off in racing me. Like, if I get through without projectile vomiting, then I think I won. I might have to. I'll have to practice if you're doing it. I don't know. I'll chug the water up. Chris is going to be my personal trainer, actually. I'm going to hire him.
You would be surprised how much you can improve just by leaving a few empty beer bottles by your sink. And instead of drinking water out of a normal glass, just a couple times a day, just fill them up with water and just practice chugging instead.
If that really helps,
you get used to it.
I'm doing it every day now.
If we put this thing together, I'm totally going to practice it.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. I don't want to be embarrassed. I at least get down to like 6 minutes or something. I don't know. I'm not for sure, but is there any other race, and I don't know if you've ever done it, but that involves beer other than the mile, or do they do longer distances, or?
I've seen people do pretty much everything. I guess there is one in particular, but I've seen people do half marathon, 13 beers, 13 miles. I don't think I want to try that, to be honest.
Yeah, that
sounds pretty awful. Yeah, so the other, like, kind of big one that's the brother event to the beer mile is the beer 2 mile. So that's 8 beers, 8 laps. But the same thing. Ooh. So if you puke, you do the 9th lap. But there's a Canadian.
You puke like 3 times? Do you have to do
it? It doesn't
laps?
Matter. Yeah, no, that doesn't matter. So your strategy could be, I'm just going to puke up every beer as I drink it and then just run the extra lap and then not waste time drinking beer. I mean, that's a strategy in that race for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's a Canadian that did it in like 11:39, I think.
All right.
And I actually have tried it twice. And the reason nobody's heard about it is because both times I failed. Both times I got 7 beers down. And then right before the 8th beer, my stomach just couldn't hold it anymore. And I puked both times. So I think it's doable. The pace isn't the problem in that one. It's not the pace of the running. It's just, can you fit 8 beers in your stomach, which I don't think we were meant to be able to fit that much volume.
Yeah.
So,
and then run on top of it.
It's
like
painful.
I feel like you could do that. I don't know. I just feel like based off your time.
Dude,
like even if you went 4:50,
it's
right?
The beers, man.
You could just do like a 7-minute lap. Like just take your time.
Honestly, if I drink,
you could do it.
If I drink 8 beers without running at my weight, I'd be in trouble anyway.
I've never done it.
Does it still have to be over 5% on that one?
Yeah, it's the same rules.
Woo.
Yep.
I'm a lightweight.
Yeah, I mean, the goal would just be to finish, and then, yeah, you definitely want to puke it up. You do not want all of that hitting your system at once. So I don't know. I've tried it twice. I want to try it again because I think I can do it. I'm a pretty big eater, so I can fit a lot in my stomach. It's just that's kind of my upper limit. So maybe I'll give it another go. We'll see.
Yeah.
I feel like if you just kind of like slow it down a little bit, maybe,
yeah,
you could do it.
Based
off your mile time, I feel like you got a lot of room there to play with.
Yeah, I think last time I did it, I went out and did the first beer mile of it in like 5 teens, which was well under the pace. But that might just be too much on the breathing aspect affecting the stomach.
I guess if it's 11 something, though, and you were going for it, you'd have to do that almost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Back-to-back 5:50s or 5:49s is what it is. So, yeah, you definitely got to move.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is so intimidating to
me. Maybe we should do a beer 2 mile.
A beer 2 mile. I don't know.
He could come in and break the American record. What's the world record? Is that the world record or the American record?
That's the world record. And I think the second best time is like 13 something. Like there's one guy that broke it by a minute and a half and wow. nobody else can do it.
I just don't know if I can drink 8 beers. No, no way. At least, I can drink 8 beers, but
no,
not chug.
No way you could, man. If you can even do 1 mile, then no way in hell.
Let's see. I just had an 8% beer before we came in, and I've had about half of this Blue Moon, and I'm starting to feel it. So I don't know. I might be in trouble. having done this, I have a lot of respect for people that can go that fast.
That's crazy. 4:46 though. That's nuts. That is nuts. I can't believe. So Chris, tell us what else you do besides being a professional world-class beer miler.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. I mean, the beer mile is kind of a fun thing to do a couple times a year, but really, as far as running is concerned, and even the beer mile too, it's more about the running, as I kind of mentioned earlier, but my other big running goal besides getting a faster American record in the beer mile is to make the Olympic trials. Hopefully in 2020, realistically, it'll be kind of a low probability of that. I'm getting over some Achilles tendinosis right now, trying to get back into it, but that's my big running goal is to make the Olympic trials marathon, either 2020 or if not 2024. So that's the big thing for me. And then I also, currently we work for a startup company in fintech and health tech. So definitely busy with my job as well, but love every minute of it.
So what's your marathon PR at the moment?
Currently it's 2:24.
Yeah, you can do it, man. You have plenty of time. Just got to get that right race. That's awesome, man. If you train me for the beer mile, I can train you for the marathon.
I was gonna
be like
say,
a swap.
Yeah,
that's a fair trade. I love it.
Yeah. So Jesse's qualified twice and going for a third time. So what you guys can work it out.
Maybe not train, but we could be like mentors.
Yes.
We can mentor
exactly.
each other.
There you go. There you go.
So yeah, you can give me tips. I'll give you tips. So go back and forth.
Sounds like a plan.
I know. Yeah. Make the Olympic trials while drinking beer. That would be amazing.
I know some ultra marathoners though drink beer during like 100 miler or something, but just one, not 100, because that would be crazy.
Well, one of our we're gonna bring on another guest eventually. She's she runs for Nike, and anyway, she's her name is Camille, and she's like a world class ultra marathoner.
Yeah, she drinks a beer in the middle.
She
of
drinks
every
a
ultra.
Beer in the middle of her races. Her she's an ultra girl. She drinks a beer right in the middle of races. It's crazy.
But just one.
Just one.
What if you did like? What do you think about this, Chris? Okay, I'm just spitballing here. 100 mile race with the Century Club, where you just take a shot of beer every mile.
Ooh. Well, okay, 100 mile race for me, regardless. I'm intrigued, but I got to be able to run 100 miles first.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
Step one.
All right, well, I'm just spitballing here. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm spitballing.
Someone's going to do this now. I put it in their head.
What if you replace the beer for the beer mile to like a shot of liquor mile? Would that work?
Oh,
that
God, that'd be awful.
Would that be worse or better?
That's a thing too, actually.
It's a real thing.
My college club team did that. I did not participate, and they did it like a shot every 200 meters, so
Damn.
Eight shots in a mile.
What?
And I mean, so actually, they did it really fast because it doesn't hit you in the 4 or 5 minutes that you're doing it, but then everyone pukes afterwards. Thankfully, because that would be really bad for you, alcohol poisoning. But yeah, they tried that. I don't know why they thought that was a good idea. It's just
yeah.
it's pretty dumb.
I don't know if running on Indy can condone the shot mile.
No, I know. Nobody should condone that. Absolutely not.
So do you get like after these real professional like high end beer miles, do you get a little buzz or are you feeling it at the end of those?
Oh yeah, definitely. Not during the race at all, but a couple minutes after, because I've never thrown up from a beer mile. I don't know. I guess
that's incredible.
Four beers is just a comfy amount. I don't know why, but yeah. So definitely that hits pretty hard like 5 minutes after the race, no doubt.
Oh man, yeah. I remember after the race having some friends take me home. It was just like because I was definitely feeling it.
Yeah.
So the world championships, when you won that, what did you win? Did you get anything? Did you get a sponsorship? And what happened to you after that?
So I didn't get anything. I got a trophy.
That's cool. World champ, though.
Yeah, no, it's more the bragging rights and the company, I guess, kind of a company that puts that on. It's really just a couple guys and a gal. They put that on, and they spend a lot out of their own pockets just to get the event together. So definitely don't expect an award. It's a good opportunity to bring together all these people that do this similar quirky thing from around the world. And I've actually become friends with lots of people. And now I have couches to stay on in other countries if I want it, which is amazing because of the people I've met. So no awards there, but it's totally worth it. It's a blast. And I think so when FloTrack used to do it, they did have a $2,500 prize, I think it was, to the winner. But yeah, the best I ever did at the FloTrack one was third. So didn't get any money.
Well, if we put one on, we're going to try to get some money, maybe.
Yeah.
If we can make this happen, we're not.
We'll try to do something.
Yeah. We're not the most like organized and professional people. No, I'm just kidding. But no, we might be able to make this work. That actually might play into our favor for a beer mile.
Yeah.
Although I imagine with insurance and stuff, you probably have to cross a lot of.
Yeah, we gotta look into all that stuff.
Dot a lot of lowercase j's.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's the biggest cost from what I hear, and that's why the World Classic struggles every year to find a venue, because getting the insurance to have alcohol on site is a huge expense. So,
oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, most beer miles kind of happen underground and just show up at a random track unannounced and just kind of do it and get out of there. That's typically how it goes. But
right.
Yeah, holding an official event, I think probably the easiest thing. I mean, you want to have it on a track because it's official, but the easiest thing would just be having it on private property somehow. If you know someone with a big parking lot or a big lot somewhere, that would be the easiest way, because then you can avoid that cost.
Oh, okay, that's very interesting. But it won't be official.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be an official world record,
yeah,
or anything like that.
Like,
yeah, that's the trade-off, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, something to think about.
We'll just look into it.
I figured that would be a cost, so I'm not surprised. Like having alcohol and physical exercise, but but anyway, we got to do our second plug here. So this episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes. I personally just ran a marathon this last weekend at Grandma's, and I wore the Chaser 3s, but you can't get those because I don't know if they're going to make those or not.
It was a special sample
pair that no one can get that I ran a marathon in, so that was kind of cool.
They're awesome, though. I like them.
I do like them, but you can't get them. I want to put that out there. I stress that.
But the Chaser 2s
are very cool. You just can't run in them like I did with the Chaser 3s for a marathon. But anyway, the Chaser 2s are great.
Yeah.
So if you need a racing flat and you want to go 361, Chaser 2s, awesome. So.
And I did a workout this past week, and I was in the Faisus, the really lightweight mm-hmm. shoe.
Which I will never say the name of that shoe because I'm not 100% that's how it's pronounced.
I believe it's Faisu. I believe it's Faisu.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
It's a lightweight flat, but... Highly recommend that shoe for anything like a half and under. I believe the girl that finished second in the half in Grandma's was a 3.61 athlete.
Okay.
And she wore the Faisus.
Yeah, she was done a lot before I was. Yeah. They start that half a lot earlier, but anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to Chris. Sorry, Chris. I had to do those plugs. Anyway, so what's next for you, man? What are your goals? I know you said 2020, 2024... Olympic marathon trials, but
yeah.
What else?
Yeah, so the Beer Mile World Classic is in August again this year. It's in Vancouver, Canada, so I'll be going to that.
Hopefully,
can get back in shape. I've been pretty much off for 2.5 months for an Achilles issue, but I'm back running again now. So building up mileage, hopefully be in solid enough shape at the Beer Mile to perform well, and then planning on doing the Chicago Marathon in October. That'll be my next key race.
That's awesome, man. I've done Chicago a lot. That's a great race.
Yeah, it is, and it's really nice to be able to just sleep in my own bed at night and everything before the race and get out there for a fast course.
It also brought the Pacers back this year.
Yeah, I saw that. It'll be a good showdown between Rupp and Mo.
Yep, it would be.
That was one of the best gigs I ever had. I used to be a pacer for Chicago for 2 or 3 years. I paced the elite women, but I paced them to 20, and I made a good chunk of change, got a hotel. It was actually more prize money than I had won from Chicago ever. So it's actually pretty awesome. It was a good payday. Yeah. I wish I could. Hey, if anybody that works at Chicago Marathon and needs a pacer, I'm available. So just like,
all right. You know, I'll let you know if they're looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah. Usually the women it's my specialty, but I mean, I did pace one of the women who later got busted for drugs, but side note, but she did run at like a 218 something. It was pretty impressive.
So you don't want to pace Mo or Galen?
No. What, for how far? Like 5K? I don't even know if I can do that. That's sad. What is the American record 5K pace? Or what's the mile pace?
For what? American record?
Hey, Chris, you could chime in if you know this. I have no idea.
It's about Alan Webb.
What is it, 205?
Oh, no, the marathon.
Yeah, marathon.
Oh, yeah.
205.38, I believe.
Yeah.
It's like a 440s mid-high.
Okay, yeah. I'm not even doing 5K at that pace. Yeah. Man, I suck. That's impressive.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Good. Oh, yeah. So, you said you might take another 2-mile attempt, right?
Yeah, I'd like to. We'll see. Once I got to get back in shape first. But then, yeah, you know, that's definitely on the table.
So is there like a sanctioned 2-mile, or is that just like just go out and do it and record it?
Yeah, I just go over there with a couple of buddies and have one of them film it. And then if it's good, I put it up, and otherwise it just dies.
Yeah. So you can really take as many attempts as you want. You can do this like every day if you wanted.
Yeah, definitely could. It's no fun, though. It definitely hurts.
Yeah, no, that probably wouldn't be good for your long-term running.
Yeah, and it's also hard to integrate that into a serious training cycle because it's like, oh, so I got a big workout in the morning, and then, oh, I want to try this beer 2-mile at night, but then I'm, like, hungover the next day for my next run. It's hard to integrate it, so you kind of got to just have one or two shots at it that work well in your schedule, and that's pretty much it. Yep.
Yeah, and I saw you went to Iowa State. We talked a little bit this about before the show, but yeah, that indoor track is incredible. How did you?
Yeah.
So you ran for Iowa State, right?
I did not actually. I ran for the Iowa State Running Club there.
Oh, okay.
I was not fast enough to make the D1 team. So
really,
I
mean, 2:24 marathon. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely got a lot better in college. Coming out of high school, I was never all state or anything like that. My best in high school was 9:31 for 2-mile. And
that's a really good time still.
Yeah. I think the standard when I tried to walk on, they had said it was 9:20 at that point. So I didn't make it. And then started doing the running club and just loved it. There were plenty of fast guys on that, and still got to get my competitive fix in, but also didn't have to spend 3-4 hours a day at practice. Got to focus on school too. So it was a good balance. I enjoyed it. And I actually remember you, Jesse. I did the NERCA races, and I used to do the NERCA half marathon at IU, and you won the race like multiple years that I was there. So
yeah, five years.
I recognize your name and your face.
Yeah, I love that. The Hoosier half marathon is what it was down in Bloomington. Yeah, yep. I'm from Bloomington, so I had a little bit of an advantage because those are all the old roads that I just grew up running.
Yeah.
So I just got really psyched every time I ran that. So
it's a gorgeous course.
Was that your secret iPod race?
No, that's a different race.
Okay.
There used to be this 5K that I did that you could win an iPod, and then people started finding out, and the second place was iPod Shuffle. So this is like back when those were like a big thing.
Yeah.
And every time like people started showing up, and I got second a lot, and I was like, man, I just got shuffled. So yeah, I stopped doing that. I don't think they give that away anymore. But the Hoosier Half is a great race. I won it 5 times, and I missed it like last year, and they canceled it. No, I missed it 2 years. I stopped running it 2 years ago. And then last year, I think they canceled it. But I stopped at 5 because I'm an IU fan, and they've won 5 national championships, and I can't run it again. I'll probably be too old by the time they win their 6th.
Yeah, you probably never ever.
So I'm going to be done. I was like, I'm going to stop at 5. Hoosiers have 5 national championships. I can't do any more than that.
So funny story, Chris, about kind of unique story, not really funny, about how I got in contact with you. A buddy of mine, about a month ago, he said, "Hey man, guess who just started following me?" And I was like, "Who?" It was like the American record holder for the beer mile. And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." I was like, because he's really big into beer mile running as well. Anyways, I was like, "Oh, that's cool." I said, "That's pretty cool that he started following you." And so then I think you started following my wife, and then yeah. I was sitting on the couch. He says, "Who's Chris Robertson, Blake?" I was like, I don't know. I've never heard of him." He's like, and I said, "Well, let me see." And she goes, "Oh, he's a beer mile American record holder." And I said, "No offense, but why is he following you? And why is he following you? My wife don't do anything."
Following.
I was like, we all started laughing about it. I was like, "You don't even exercise." and then I said, "But hey, that's a good thing. Reach out to him because he'd be an awesome person to get for the podcast." So that's when, you know, Kelly reached out to you and then hooked you up with us and we got you on the podcast. So it worked out. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually listened to your guys' podcast for a while now. Yes. I really enjoy it. So I knew about you guys before Kelly and everything. So hey, that's how I knew you guys.
I think you're the first guest that's ever listened to an episode before they came on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a big podcast nerd in general.
Yes.
I mean, all topics. But yeah, I follow quite a few running ones. And yeah, yours is one that I like. So
we have one single fan now.
No. We have more than, I'm just saying, like, guest-wise, I don't know if we've ever had a guest that actually listened to a podcast previously. Well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Before we ask them to come on, at least.
Well, congratulations, Chris, you're the one single person that listens to us.
Maybe, nah. Yeah, never mind. You might be it. I could be forgetting somebody. I don't know. So anything you want to plug or talk about, Chris, that we haven't mentioned yet?
Aren't you sponsored? You're sponsored by Fleet Feet, right? Racing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm on the Fleet Feet Racing team here. So yeah, they're very generous. I get all my Nike gear, my Nike shoes, all that sort of stuff. They pay for pretty much all my race entries around here, and they paid for some of my travel to go to like the USATF Club XC Championships and all that. So yeah, definitely thankful for them, and they have a massive team in Chicago. So I guess my plug would be anyone that lives in Chicago that wants to run with an awesome group, no matter the level. There's like 400 or 500 people total that are signed up for this Fleet Feet team in Chicago. So
yeah,
that's definitely a good group to be a part of.
Anytime I go to a race up in Chicago, they definitely have a big presence for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anything else, Blake?
No, that's awesome. We need to do our plug here.
Go ahead.
Like, we like to thank to our sponsors, 361 Degrees, powered by Quick Foam. Check out the 361 Performance footwear at your Runner's Form or your local run specialty retailer.
Yes, and make sure to check out our website, runningonindy.com. Like us on Facebook, Twitter. Check out our Instagram, all Running on Indy. Anything else? I'm trying to think. What am I missing? If we do this beer mile thing, if we can figure out how to make that work, check out our beer mile event. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly who our next. Eventually, we're gonna have Camille on.
Yeah.
When it works out, but we don't know exactly who the next guest is. But make sure to check out the next episode of Running on Indy. Hopefully, coming up in the next few weeks. So. Yeah.
And Chris, thank you for coming on the show. It's an honor to have you on. I mean, it's
thanks for the beer chugging tips.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna take this bottle home that I drank tonight on the show, and start chugging water out of it.
Well, it's so funny that everybody I talk to, everybody knows, if you're a runner in the running community, knows what a beer mile is, but don't exactly know what it entails.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know everything it entails until I read your blog.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was interesting, and now it's out there. Like you told us the official rules and all that stuff. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I liked the tips that you gave too. It was pretty awesome.
It's awesome.
Cause,
yeah.
Because chugging is not easy. Anybody that wants to run and chug and they think it's easy, try it.
It's tough, but it is definitely a skill that can be learned. So, yeah. Yeah, no, I do have, if you want to see me chugging four bottles of water really fast, as Blake said, I have a blog on my website where I put a video of me up on YouTube of just me chugging water just to show it. I don't know why. But
just for training purposes.
Yeah, just for training purposes, just to show it. So,
do you want to plug your blog real quick before we go?
Yeah, so people can visit? Sure. Yeah, so my website is my name, Chris Robertson, and the domain is actually .xyz. It's not .com.
Okay.
So that's the website. Got a blog on there with a lot of running stuff, a little bit of Beer Mile stuff, and then some other like business stuff that I've written too. And then the only social media I'm really active on is Instagram, and that's at ChrisRobertson10.
Yeah, and we're looking at your blog this whole show, and it's a pretty awesome blog. So definitely check it out.
He actually breaks down in the blog on how you should train and run a beer mile. So like you're not hiding your secrets. Like you're like, hey, this is what I do. This is how I did it. That's pretty cool for people that kind of want to like, how does he train? Like you don't hide it. Like you put it out there, which is really neat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Definitely check out his blog. It's very interesting.
I like this blog. I've been. Yeah. Looking through it the whole time. It's pretty awesome. Anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
So I think we've covered everything. So let's
close us out.
Let's close us out. So here we go. Make sure to keep running on Indy.